A big change is coming for audio production and audio engineering students. I'm Tyler Soto here with Lancer Radio Network News. The Lancer Radio radio station is in for a change for the upcoming 2015 fall semester. During the summer, the old analog soundboards are being ripped out and replaced with all new and up-to-date equipment. As for what is being replaced exactly, TVR2B professor Mr. Edom had this to say.
In Lancer Radio, we're getting all new digital boards, replacing these old analog boards. And so the analog boards in the main studio and in the two auxiliary studios are going to be coming out, and we should be getting new digital boards in all three studios. Plus then they're going to take out all unnecessary equipment, and they're going to condense everything down so there's more space for us to work, and everything's going to be state-of-the-art and up-to-date, which will be a lot of fun for students to learn on.
This news is good for the school as it tries to prepare students for real jobs in sound and in the radio industry. However, for students who have already taken the TVR2B course with the old analog board, this isn't good news for them. According to student Sean Osborne, him and other students alike are disappointed.
I enjoyed taking the more analog class that we did this semester. I'm a little bummed out that as soon as I leave, they're getting all this new equipment. I think it would be a good idea to kind of audit the class and just keep an eye on the new technology that's coming into the school, because that's what's going to be going into all of these studios across the nation.
Students who wish to retake the class in order to learn skills on the new digital board are in luck, as auditing a class is an option. To do this, students must talk with the professor to see if there is room to audit. If there is room, students must download the audit form, have the professor sign it, and return it to the admissions and records office located in room L113. In order to download the audit form, students must go online to www.pasadena.edu/admissions/academicinfo/petition.cfm. This has been Tyler Soto with Lancer Radio Network News.